Entering 7667.
Hey there, 7667. I got your customer contact. What's going on?
Can you hear me?
I heard you say, can you hear me? But I did not hear anything prior to that.
I have a guy on the bus who I reminded him that his service animal is not supposed to be in a seat. It's supposed to be under his feet. He wants to give me a whole situation about it. I would rather have a road supervisor come out here and talk to him. I will not be moving. I don't feel safe. And now he wants to know my name, and he keeps going, and I'm not doing it with him, so I'm already 7 minutes down.
Is the dog showing any aggression at all?
I'm not going to go back there and sit close to him to see it. It's a service animal. I just reminded him of TriMas policy. The guy got very upset because I reminded him of the policy of a service animal.
Okay, we can have a supervisor definitely meet you en route. It'd be really helpful if you could roll. If the animal is not being aggressive, barking or growling at anyone, we understand that it is against TriMet policy, and we will definitely have a road supervisor head towards you.
I appreciate having a road supervisor. Also, I don't feel comfortable with the customer on the bus. So, again, unsafe, don't feel comfortable with the passenger who's questioning me and creating a big issue on the bus while I'm driving.
Okay, so you're not comfortable because the passenger is making you feel threatened. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. And I'll be waiting here for a road soup. Thank you.
Okay, copy that. That makes more sense. Sorry that you have to go through that situation with that passenger. My partner is calling for a road supervisor to come meet with you. So hold tight. If you would like, please open your doors in case that person would like for some reason to get off the bus, but we have someone coming to you right now.
Doors are open, been open. Thank you.
At 11:06.